The Alaska Municipal League just concluded its winter legislative meeting in the capital city. Mayors and other city officials said energy and transportation improvements are the top priorities for Alaska communities. They want lawmakers to expand the rural energy subsidy, known as power cost equalization, and create a long-term sustainable transportation fund. 140 cities, boroughs, and unified municipalities are part of the nonpartisan statewide AML. Every winter, members gather in Juneau to set priorities and begin the process of lobbying the legislature and administration. Kathy Wasserman is AML Executive Director.
And one of our goals this year is not only to identify those goals, but to help find solutions so that we can help the legislature and the administration solve these huge problems in the state of Alaska.
Local governments shared in state oil wealth for years until the early part of this decade. Last year, with record high oil prices, the legislature set up a renewable fund to distribute up to $60 million annually to local governments, depending on oil prices. Communities are sharing in the full amount this fiscal year, and Wasserman expects a similar amount for 2010. With local government funding again available, Wasserman says AML will concentrate on other legislation, including the expansion of power cost equalization. The program is reserved for rural residents. Wasserman says it should be expanded into school, health clinics, local government facilities, and businesses.
You know, you can live in a community and it may help the people with PCE, but if your businesses still have to require very high costs to cover their expenses, you're not really solving much of the problem.
In most rural communities, electricity is generated by very expensive diesel fuel. Gasoline is also about three times higher than some urban parts of the state. AML President Denise Michaels is mayor of Nome. She says expanding the rural subsidy is a necessary short-term fix. She says the organization also wants to help legislators find other long-term solutions.
What we're trying to do is provide them with the documentation that our costs are going up. We're providing them information that we've had to cut programs, cut positions, just to survive out there. You're seeing more folks call into their legislators, and so they are aware, and we're trying to find a solution so it's not just a handout, but it's an annual programming function that would work for everybody, both rural and urban.
AML is calling for statewide conservation initiatives, including expanded home weatherization programs, as well as funding for renewable and alternative energy development.